In our online survey, we ask aspiring artists this question. What is your biggest challenge to becoming the artist you've always wanted to be? Care to guess the number one answer? If you said self-confidence, you are right. Self-confidence is a learned behavior. You're not born with it. You can't buy it. No one can give it to you. There are no external factors that can help you become more self-confident by themselves. Self-confidence stops more people from achieving their goals than anything else. How do we go about learning the skills that can help us gain confidence? Bill Alexander was a genius at helping people feel good about themselves. If you were lucky enough to take one of his classes, his encouragement was infectious. In many of his videos, Bill challenged us to believe we are the greatest artist ever lived. He brought this topic up so much because he was trying to make it part of our being, our mindset. He was helping us learn the behavior that led to self-confidence. You'll recall a while back, we shared the credo by which we at Alexander Art conduct our business. Creating your list of beliefs is the first step to self-confidence. You have to know what you stand for before you can take the next step. I grew up watching Fess Parker as Davy Crockett in the Disney TV series. One of Davy's quotes has always stuck with me. Davy said, "Be always sure you are right, then go ahead." Your personal credo is what you believe to be right. Once you have written your credo and believe in it with all your heart, no external forces can affect you. Negative comments cannot stop you. Disapproving glances cannot hold you back from becoming all you want to be. As Napoleon Hill said, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. In his book, The Law of Success, Napoleon Hill presented a credo he received from one of his students. We offer this statement of beliefs as a starting point on your path to self-confidence. As you read it, think about what you believe. Change it or use it as is, but create one that can empower you. I believe in myself. I believe in those with whom I work. I believe in my employer. I believe in my friends. I believe in my family. I believe that God will lend me everything I need with which to succeed if I do my best to earn it through faithful and honest service to others. I believe in prayer and never close my eyes in sleep without praying for divine guidance, to the end that I will be patient with other people and tolerant with those who do not believe as I do. I believe that success is the result of intelligent effort and does not depend on luck or sharp practices or double-crossing friends, fellow men, or my employer. I believe that I will get out of life more than what I put into it. Therefore, I will be careful to conduct myself toward others as I would want them to act toward me. I will not slander those whom I do not like. I will not slight my work, no matter what I may see others doing. I will render the best service of which I am capable because I have pledged myself to succeed in life, and I know that success is always the result of conscientious and efficient effort. Finally, I forgive those who offend me because I realize that I shall sometimes offend others, and I will need their forgiveness. Reading this statement is not enough. You must practice it every day. You must make it part of your life. Memorize it. Carry it around with you as a constant reminder of what guides you toward your purpose in life. You have spent a lifetime learning hesitation and doubt. You have allowed others to influence your beliefs and actions. Why not use the same process to catapult yourself to a more empowering future?